Well, you know, as you alluded to in the introduction, many people, and this includes Christians as well as non-Christians, think of the idea of Adam and Eve as being, again, a fairy tale, if you
right.
will, or at best a theologically true story, but not a historically or scientifically true story. And in fact, they would argue that there's overwhelming scientific evidence for human evolution, and as Christians, we have no choice but to accept the idea of evolution. But what we try to do in the book, Who Was Adam, is to show that we can actually make a rigorous scientific case for the idea that there was an Adam and an Eve. So, for example, just real briefly, scientists have studied the genetic diversity of people around the world, and by looking at this genetic diversity, they can actually gain insight into the origin of humanity. And for example, there's a particular type of genetic marker called mitochondrial DNA that, if you look at its variation, indicates that all people on the planet arise from essentially a single female individual.
Wow.
That's dubbed mitochondrial Eve in the scientific literature. And every man on the planet, through another genetic marker called Y-chromosome DNA, can trace an origin back to a single male individual. And this individual is dubbed Y-chromosome Adam. So when Genesis 3:20 says Adam named his wife Eve, she would become the mother of every living person, with respect to mitochondrial DNA, that is indeed a true statement. And so it's interesting that in the scientific literature, work done by evolutionary biologists is actually providing data that's extremely provocative and makes you wonder, is mitochondrial Eve and Y-chromosome Adam actually the biblical Eve and the biblical Adam?
Well, that's absolutely fascinating as we talk with Dr. Fuz Rana, the Vice President of Research and Apologetics at Reasons to Believe. The book is called Who Was Adam? The 10-year update has just been released. As you were describing that scenario, it got me thinking, why don't we hear more about that? That's not a story that we hear very often. Is there something about the conclusion of that study that maybe some individuals don't want us to hear, perhaps?
Well, if you actually read Science in the News articles, you will see reference from time to time made to mitochondrial Eve or Y-chromosome Adam. You'll oftentimes see reference to mitochondrial Eve and Y-chromosome Adam if you go to the National Geographic website, for example, or programming from National Geographic. But the thing to keep in mind is that all of this work is done within the context of the evolutionary framework, and it's interpreted within that framework. And so what happens is, because of the influence of the evolutionary paradigm, I think the theological significance of these discoveries kind of gets buried, if you will.
Sure.
And so one of the things we're trying to do in Who Was Adam is to essentially interpret the data coming from science from a biblical framework as opposed to an evolutionary framework. And when you do that and you kind of strip away all the evolutionary trappings, what you end up seeing, I think, is really remarkable evidence that suggests there's real scientific credibility to this biblical account of human origins.